Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 153 on February the 12th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Alpha ProTech, the Ford Motor Company, and Zynga Inc. And we discussed three new trades on Aurora Cannabis, the VanEck Vectors Gold Miners ETF, and Cisco Systems. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, I guess you just can't keep a good market down because we had another week of new highs in the U.S. equity markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average grew 310 points, ending the week at 31,458 points. The S&P 500 Index gained 48 points, closing at 3,934 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is acknowledging the risk of options. Now, there's been a lot more talk about option trading, given the popularity of Robinhood and the recent GameStop trade and various subreddit channels on trading. And the media always talks about option trading like it's the most dangerous thing out there, only safe for professionals. And, you know, that's simply not true. I think that narrative just helps keep people from ever learning the benefits of option trading. Now, I'm obviously biased, so there's always a fear of total loss. So let's discuss this topic head on, right? Now, can you lose all of your trading capital trading options? Absolutely. You can lose all of your capital trading stock too, right? Now, I can think of Enron, Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, and several dot-com stocks that went public if you need evidence of a stock going to zero. So investing in general has a certain level of risk. And when it comes to complete loss, like rich trades can actually make you lose all of your money in options. And it really is, it's very simple if you understand option risk. So the first one is selling naked call options. Now, because there's no limit to how high a stock can go, selling a call without having the stock to protect against the upside risk is one of the riskiest trades you can make in option trading. And most brokerages have high margin requirements and other limits just to limit who's able to participate in this type of trade. The other trade that can lead to complete loss is spending all of your capital buying options if all of the options expire worthless. So options can go to a price of zero. They do not go negative in price, so if you buy an option, you can't lose more money than you paid for the options. However, if all of the options expire out of the money, you will lose your entire investment at expiration. This is why risk management is so important. You always manage the size of your trades to account for the fact that you might lose. This means that you never have all of your capital working, and you certainly don't have it all on the same side of the market. If you buy an option, you must be correct on the direction of the market move and on the timing. And I'm sure if any of you have traded options for a period, you've probably watched a move happen just like the week after your options expire. I mean, it happens. And so, you know, ultimately making money buying options is not necessarily an easy feat. So don't commit your entire account to one trade or a series of similar trades. The goal in trading is defined or limited risk paired with unlimited upside. Now, there are some option trades that leave the trader long a naked option, and these trades have defined risk while creating unlimited upside. That's a recipe for wealth. Options are a great tool for managing risk and creating yield. If you treat them like lotto tickets, the rewards may be similar, which is zero for millions and millions of folks. So we aim for trades that give a good chance for profit, and we size our trades so that being wrong today would not bankrupt us or kick us out of the markets tomorrow. So that's it for this topic of the week. Let's go ahead and dive into the trade review for last week's trades. Now we're going to start off with the covered call. We looked at Alpha Pro Tech, symbol A as in Alpha, P as in Papa, T as in Tango. At the time, the stock was trading for $16.49 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the February 16 half call at $1.88, hoping for an 11.46% return in 2 weeks. Well, APT stock grew $1.47 per share, ending the week at $17.96. The call option we sold fell 42 cents, mostly due to time value. This option only has one more week left before expiration, and it should trade for its intrinsic value of $1.46. Now, if you were to exit the trade, you could capture a value of $1.89. That was our total expected gain, marking the 11.46% return that we hoped for at the start. Now, it's rare that I can say this, but I would actually exit the trade early. Remember, our goal is always to limit risk and maximize profit. So if you have a chance to close a trade for maximum profit without carrying the risk, you know, into expiration, take it. Closing out the trade and locking in a nice gain on the stock and the option itself is a huge win. Our second trade from last week was a credit spread on Ford Motor Company, symbol F as in Foxtrot. At the time, the stock was trading for $11.51 per share. I looked at selling the February 11.5/11 put spread, collecting 21 cents, and that gives us a maximum possible loss of 29 cents. Well, Ford stock dropped 6 cents, closing at $11.45 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now at the money, and the spread can actually be repurchased for 20 cents, marking a gain of 1 whole cent. That's $1 on the week. Now, and that's one real dollar, by the way. Now, given that there's only 1 week left on this trade, I would just stay on top of this stock. We're short the 11.5 put, which is currently 5 cents in the money. And if we got assigned on that put, we would have to buy stock for $11.50. And obviously, we'd look to sell it immediately. Now, our goal is for the trade to expire with stock above $11.50 per share. I would give stock a day or two to choose a direction. If you don't want to deal with the actual stock, like having to buy stock for higher than the actual market price is, it's best that you buy the spread back before expiration Friday, which is this upcoming Friday, February 19th. And if stock were to fall below $11 per share, both of our options would get exercised and there wouldn't be any stock to consider. Now, ideally, this spread will expire fully out of the money. That's our goal, and we could sleep a little easier. We're still above our break-even point, which means that we would still lock in a profit even if we had to buy stock here and trade out of it. So just stay aware of your expiration risk and, you know, work with your broker if you have any questions about option expiration. I would say you can always email me, and you can, but I don't always get back to my email in a day or an hour or something like that. So I want to make sure that you have the timely help that you need, especially during expiration week. And then our final trade from last week was a debit spread. We looked at Zynga Inc. Class A. That's Zynga. Z as in Zulu, N as in November, G as in Golf, A as in Alpha. At the time, the stock was trading for $10.68 per share. We looked at buying the February 10 half call spread for 31 cents, which could give us a maximum return of 19 cents, or that's a 61.29% return in 2 weeks. Well, Zynga stock rose 92 cents this past week, closing on Friday at $11.60 per share. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now even more in the money, and the spread will likely expire at full value in a week, allowing us to lock in a gain of 19 cents and that was our 61% return on capital. So this trade is a win. No adjustments are needed. Nice trade if you were able to hop in there along with us. So that's it for the review from last week's trades. This week, just a little bit of a reminder. I already mentioned it once, but this upcoming Friday, February 19th, is options expiration for February monthly options. So all options will either be priced at their intrinsic value or at zero by the end of the week. And you might have to settle up with stock as well. So make sure you stay on top of expiration for your portfolio. All right, let's get into the new trades for this week. And we're going to start off with the covered call. Looking once again at a cannabis stock. Sometimes these things just sort of rip. I'm looking at Aurora Cannabis, symbol A as in Alpha, C as in Charlie, B as in Bravo. The stock ended the week at $12.48 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the March 13 call at $1.95, hoping for a maximum return of 19.79% in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $12.48 per share and selling the March 13 call at $1.95. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $13 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $10.53 per share. In real terms, that stock purchase will require $1,248, and you would collect $195 for selling the option. Next up, we have the credit spread, and this time we're looking at the VanEck Vectors Gold Miners ETF, symbol G as in Golf, D as in Delta, X as in X-ray. The stock ended the week at $34.78 per share. We're looking at selling the March 35-36 call spread, collecting 38 cents, and that could leave us with the maximum possible loss of 62 cents. Now, you enter this trade by selling the March 35 call at $1.46 and concurrently buying the March 36 call for $1.08. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay below $35 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $35.38 per share, and in real terms, you would receive $38 per spread that you sell and have $62 at risk. And then our final new trade for this upcoming week is a debit spread on Cisco Systems. The symbol is C as in Charlie, S as in Sierra, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar. The stock ended the week at $47.29 per share, and I'm looking at buying the March 46-47 call spread for 65 cents, which should give us a maximum gain of 35 cents, or that's a 53.85% return in 5 weeks. So you enter this trade by buying the March 46 call for $2.17 and concurrently selling the March 47 call at $1.52. This is a debit spread because we're buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $47 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $46.65 per share. And in real terms, you'll pay $65 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $35 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for following me, sharing the podcast with other people who know and love option trading. You know, historically, I have done an awful job sharing this podcast because my goal was never to just have like my mom and my grandma listening. I wanted to find people like you guys who were looking for information on option trading. And it has been a blast creating these shows for you. So thanks again for listening. Please continue to share it with your friends who trade options. Don't worry about telling grandma or your mom if they don't trade options, because I'm simply going to put them to sleep anyway. So that's it for this week's show. I hope you guys have a wonderful President's Day weekend. And as usual, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.